tired of chivalry. And that must be one reason that brides and grooms think they have to slip away.
Yeah,
it's a big secret. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's spelled C-H-A-V-A-R-I, chivalry. But that's not common here, I don't believe.
If,
they'll do those things like putting rice in their suitcase, or maybe tying some of their clothes in a knot, some of those things.
Tie cans to the back of the car.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can do that. If a man lives across the street in somebody else's house, I'd say he lives blank the Brown's place.
Across from the Brown's place?
No, just
opposite. Across the street from them.
How about over? He lives. No, he lives at the Brown's.
He lived across the street from them.
It doesn't necessarily have to be across the place. Just if he lives in the Brown's house.
He lives over at the Browns. That means he lived in the house with them. He lives over at the Browns. That would mean he had a room there. He lives over at the Browns.
Yeah, right. That's
that means he'd have a room there.
If you said he lives over at the Browns.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now.
If he lived over by the Browns, then he might be across the street.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to say you're going to go to Atlanta, you say he went to Atlanta yesterday. What other determiner would you use? He went blank to Atlanta yesterday.
He went to Atlanta yesterday. He went. Now in Santa.
Up, down, over.
Oh, went uptown. He went up to Atlanta. He was in.
Yeah, right.
Now I went down to Atlanta. Went over to Atlanta.
What would you use?
Well, when I was little, we'd always say we're going uptown. Mm-hmm. If we meant we were going in the shop.
Right.
We're going uptown today. Some people say going downtown.
How about if you were going to say to Atlanta instead of up just town?
We're just going to Atlanta. Atlanta.
And
now that it's gotten bigger, I guess you would say we're going into Atlanta today.